time for the Molloy Drive Show podcast. It's the year of the long weekend, people, and with over 160 locations across Australia and New Zealand, you'll be sure to find a Choice Hotel. Plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Australia, you know him. You can count on him.
I'm a 50-50 chance.
You love him.
Hello. Go to the top shelf, ladies.
And now, it's his show.
Here we go, people.
This is Molloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Friday edition of Molloy. Hello, Dave.
How are you, Mickey?
We've got a cracker lined up for you, Australia, today. We'll kick off with Clown of the Week.
Yep.
Anyone who's punched a police horse is half a chance to win. Let me tell you, straight off the bat, Merrick Watts will be joining us live from Sydney lockdown to talk us through it. Which person or persons would you still sleep with if they were on the pole?
I know,
it's a tough one. I'll get to the bottom of that.
Taking calls on that, okay.
We'll take calls on that. There's a bit to wade through. Jay, a member of the team, is leaving us today, so we might get him on.
The Song Whisperer is leaving.
Song Whisperer is abandoning ship.
What a...
greener fields, but leaves the door open for who is going to be the Song Whisperer.
Interesting.
Can you think of anyone?
Not me. Very, very simpleton sort of style.
All that'll be up and coming. Week in review.
Yep.
Calls, tweets. Here we go. Friday, people.
Let's get into it. Thanks to Choice Hotels, where you can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Yeah, Clown of the Week. Who do you want to clown? Call 133353. This is Molloy.
This is Molloy. There are many contenders.
The eagle has landed.
Your wife is in me DMs, hey, baby.
Ooh.
And who will it be this week?
Michelangelo's David.
I know what you're thinking, girls. It's a tiny wang.
Big balls, though.
Jesus. Time to reveal.
New South Wales is the gold standard.
Clown of the Week.
Oh, I'm not proud of that. I'm so sorry.
Are you having a bad day?
I don't know. It was the conversation that was going on in the studio last Friday. It just felt really free, and I thought I'd just say it. I didn't realise I was on radio to 50 stations across Australia. So sorry.
Well, you were.
I was, and I apologise.
Well, it is Clown of the Week, 133353. If you've got something, get it off your chest.
Yeah.
I'm going to start straight off the bat by clowning the anti-lockdown, anti-vax protesters and deniers, the lot of you.
No good.
You're a giant
Come
bag
on.
Of dicks.
What are you
you're
doing?
Ruining it for everyone. If you get out and protest this weekend, I'll lose my mind. I'm saying this. You know, I've never been pro police violence in my life, but I'm finally going
out.
Get the big sticks out.
Yep.
And
round them up.
And round them up. You know what I mean? I have no patience
We're
for
trying
this.
To do the... Everyone's trying to do the right thing, and you're ruining it for everybody.
It's like you're trying to fill the tub, and someone just keeps pulling the
Come
plug.
Come on.
Keeps pulling the plug. In the name
we
of freedom,
wanna, We
you
all
idiots.
Want to get out of this.
It's a health crisis. It's not political.
No.
Just
idiots. Stay home.
Grow up.
I like it.
All right. What else, Dave? What are you thinking? Okay, well, what about Kayleigh McEwen?
Oh,
for dropping the magic in her post-race interview after winning the women's 100-metre backstroke. Come on, we'll play it anyway.
Yeah, let's have a listen. Courtesy of Channel 7.
Your mum, Sharon, and your big sister, Taylor, are there watching. It's been such a difficult time for your whole family.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah, oh,
We'll get the beep ready.
That's what you want in a post-race interview from an Olympian who's just bagged gold.
Why
I don't care
you?
What you say.
Same. It's Australian. That's what I love about it.
Says it all for me. Yeah. Can I please clown Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos?
Oh.
The new S has announced they technically aren't astronauts. Have a listen.
The term astronaut has been maintained as the title for those selected to join the NASA Corps of Astronauts who make space sailing their career profession. According to NASA, Bezos and Branson are not astronauts.
That's interesting.
They didn't help with anything. They were literally human ballast. They were along for the ride. It would be, as someone in our office pointed out, it'd be like getting on a plane as a passenger and saying you flew the plane.
Good
you
point.
You didn't fly the plane. You're not the captain.
So you're not an astronaut.
You are literally taking up space.
Scratch
Both
that
of
off.
Them are not astronauts.
Right.
They're just very rich idiots.
Luggage.
They are human ballast, as they say in the classics. And you know what? They were having this pissing competition to see who's the bigger billionaire, who got higher.
Mm-hmm.
Bezos reached 100 kilometres. Branson reached 86. Mm-hmm. Can I draw your attention to the superstar and the guy who beats them all, Felix Baumgartner. Does that
I know the name, and I remember it well.
He's an Austrian skydiver, yep. And this is my favourite guy ever. He basically filled a balloon and got himself into space.
Yep.
Without a spaceship, he's in the basket of a balloon.
Yeah.
He's in space.
Yep.
And he just topples over the side. It's dark.
Yep.
It's black.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the curve of the Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
And just heads down, skydiving with a parachute.
I've got the audio.
Oh, please.
Let's have a listen.
I'm going over. Jump away. Speed 650 miles per hour. Speed 725. Speed 729. Felix in a stable descent.
Hey, unbelievable.
No time for Skittles there,
no,
Bezos.
That's right.
You giant knob. That guy's in a spacesuit. He's outdoors. You've got to see the footage.
He's diving.
Go and have a look. He deserves to be a billionaire. Give him all your money.
I will.
Has a very hot girlfriend.
Does he?
As you would if you jumped out of space.
He was convicted and fined $1,500 at some stage after an argument. Anyway, that's something else that we don't need to worry about back in 2012. Let's not dwell on Felix Baumgartner. I was
have
just reading the story.
Ruined everything?
I kind of have, haven't I? Yeah, anyway, he's a superhero. Well done.
Hey, oh, it's okay. He slapped the face of a truck driver. Thought it was something more insidious.
A Greek truck driver it was. Petty argument between the two men.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's the story.
Dave, can you clown yourself, please?
Keep moving. I'll take some calls.
Could you? Tim, what just happened?
Hey, Tim.
G'day, guys.
Who do you want to clown? Dave?
Doritos.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
for what? What did they do?
Paid $20,000 for a puppy chip.
Yeah, rubbish.
When you put it that way, Tim, I don't know. It's not very fiscally responsible, isn't it? Although I think they got the $20,000 out of it and still are. Well done, Tim. Paul's on the line. Paul, who do you want to clown?
How you going, Miggy?
Yeah, good, bud. Who do you want to clown?
I got the boss's son, which is our apprentice, yeah?
Yeah.
Dumb as dog shit he is.
Okay.
all right. I've sent him down to the manager to ask for a 7-inch reproduction tool. I'm a boilie by trade, so I sent him down there asking for that.
Right.
He's come back about an hour later. They said, between me, the manager, and Google, we can't find one. So the other boss goes, do you want that in black and white? So, and he goes, he still didn't comprehend what it was, and some bloke goes, mate, and he went to unzip his pants. He goes, you're joking, you got me.
All right, Duke him.
Paul, a case of Brick Lane draft.
Duke him and move on. Dave, see me in my office. 1-3-3-5-3.
It's the cloud of the week.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Merrick Watts is going to join us soon.
Great.
We're doing Clown of the Week where you can get involved. Might win a prize too. 133353 here on
Indeed.
Triple M.
Gary's on the line. Gary, who do you want to clown?
Hey, Gary. I'm going to go with Jay, actually.
Jay?
On this one.
Why Jay?
Well, to me, he's got the best job in the world and he's given it up. He's walking away.
Try and talk some sense into the man. He can't be told. He's got the blinkers on. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft coming your way there, Gary.
Leanne's on the line. Leanne, who do you want to clown?
Well, I also heartbreakingly want to crown Jay.
It's a popular one today. The guy's a big doofus.
I mean,
big
what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It was a goal that I was doing for myself that one day I might get through to the song whisperer, and get it right.
Well, it's a big topic for discussion. Do we bone the song whisperer? Do we
can do it.
Leanne's up for a...
And also, not only that, but he's the only one who with you and Dave, when you get a music thing wrong, he can come in, you know, tell you the right thing.
Oh, yeah, you make a good case. But we have been questioning whether to go on the Song Whisperer or give it to Dave.
Yeah.
If you think Dave...
Taylor.
Just how would it work, Dave? I'll tell you what you'd do. Why don't you throw a song at me and I'll see if I can guess what it is.
Okay, man, here's the clue.
Do it as Dave.
Oh, I just do it as me. I'll do it as Jay. Yeah, okay. All right, here's one thing. What about Mick? There's an old man sitting next to me making love to his tonic and gin.
Oh, my God.
Any guesses? Piano man? You'd be right.
What is wrong with you?
What?
If you ever, the first time you do Billy Joel will be the last time you do
All
Song
right.
Whisperer.
We need a bit of work on that.
What about yesterday? We all got in trouble if we played Slipknot.
Yeah,
let's clown Jay again, because he okayed it.
He did. It was
he okayed it. We said, what we did, we said, we'll play some Slipknot.
Because
the
Joey Jordison, yeah, the original drummer.
And I said, we'll play the whole song. We'll see how long, we'll see if any of our bosses are listening.
Yeah.
See how long it takes someone to inquire.
Psychosocial. Yeah, we played the song.
Here's how it went down.
Mickey.
That's a hotline.
Someone might be. Should we just take it on air? Or
hello?
Hello?
Seriously, I can't. I don't even know where to. Whose decision was that?
Jay.
It was definitely Dave.
I have Dave.
I'm not angry about it. I'm just disappointed.
There it is.
Good to get some sleep.
We like it a lot. Can I do a clown, Dave?
What are you going
British diver Tom Daley for celebrating a gold medal dive by, wait for it, knitting a tea cosy to prevent the metal from being scratched. Have a listen.
This morning, I made a little cosy for my medal to stop it getting scratched. And then I've got Union Jack on one side and the Japanese flag on the other. And it all tucks in nicely to have a little pouch for me to carry around my medal without it getting scratched.
Question.
Yes.
Is making a tea cosy to keep your gold medal in so it doesn't get scratched the most British thing ever?
It really is, isn't it? Unbelievable.
You know, how would you celebrate a gold medal? You're going to see how many people you can get on your cardboard bed.
Exactly.
You're going to bust open a new packet of dingers. See, you're going to go mad. You're going to go berserk.
Yep.
No, I'm going to go home and knit myself a tea cosy for
my
medal.
So I don't get scratched.
Jeez Louise. Mm, live on the edge a bit. I'd like to clown American man James Parker Jr. for being killed by a crossbow while trying to kill a skunk. I love it. Have we got the audio?
Yeah.
Police say 58-year-old James Parker Jr. and another man were trying to kill a skunk on their property. The other man shot the crossbow at the animal, but police say it appears Parker was unintentionally hit.
Oops.
He got taken down by a crossbow chasing a skunk.
Skunk.
That's hardly like the, you know, the big game hunting I associate with. We'll need a crossbow. What for? Mm. A skunk. If you're taking down, as you said, a moose or a deer, something, anything with antlers.
Massive. Okay. Bovine.
It's a friggin' skunk.
Yeah.
Pepe Le Pew.
Tiny thing.
You take
smelly tail.
And you've copped one.
That's right.
Very Games of Thrones-y, isn't it?
God, it
crossbow
is.
In the bushes. Come home with a skunk. What are you going to do? Put the head behind your bar? Look at the skunk I took down. Hey, what we're going to do, we'll keep taking your calls, 133353, but the next break, it's entertainment clowning.
Okay.
There's two or three people I have in my sights.
All right, stick around for that. Don't go anywhere. It's a huge Friday, Malloy here.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
It's Good Charlotte there, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. It is Malloy on Triple M with Merrick Watts to join us in the second hour. Final song whisperer coming up as well with Jay, who's he's leaving the show today.
Yes, well, 123353, if you've got any more clowns, which we'll do shortly. You mentioned the song whisperer. Mm. He's going. We'll speak to him in a minute.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, can you step up to the plate? Now, the last one was pathetic.
Well, I'm not really. I've been sort of
piano man.
Well, you just sort of sprung it
you've
on me.
You've got to do like a synopsis, describe the song, get it to me, and I'll see if I can get it. Go.
Because I always think they're a bit hard, to be really honest, because I'm really...
I'll see if I can pick out what...
Let me think. Here we go. All right. Synopsis is... okay, I'll go on. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio.
What is wrong with you? That's not the synopsis. You're reading out the lyrics. There's
a
difference.
To what song? Oh, we didn't start the fire.
No, Dave.
Wait, it's a classic.
Dave, it's a yellow cat.
From Stormfront, 1989.
You've done two songs and they're both Billy Joel. And they haven't been a synopsis. You've literally
read
out the lyrics.
But when you say synopsis,
Tracy the song, you bag it up and you go...
Well, what would I say? Like a song with historical events. Is that it?
I don't know, mate. It's your segment. I'll tell you what, you can do one. I want you to do one when we get the song whisperer on. You want you to do one in front of the song whisperer.
Another one. This is my third for the show. Yeah. All right.
And can we just have a... look a bit beyond Billy Joel.
A BJ-free moment. All right.
Hey, when we come back, more clown.
Coming, it's Malloy.
Get with the program, Toots. This is Malloy.
Now, Whitney's in the studio.
Oh, Whitney.
Hi.
Or is it? You've done something. What have you done? Have you had an accident?
You look great.
Have you had a fake tan accident
or
something? What happened?
Oh, you're an arsehole.
What's going on?
Is that deliberate? Last night, and I always forget that this brand of fake tan continues to turn the next day. So I'm a bit browner than I want to be.
I like it. Looks good.
Thank you for telling everyone.
Like your teeth look like they're shiny white.
Yeah, like Ross from Friends back in the 90s.
But that's the look you were going for? Yep.
Shut up.
What have you got the fake tan on for anyway?
Because I just felt shit about myself last night. Okay. I don't need to justify myself to you.
On air, everybody.
We're on. Yes, exactly.
We're on air now. What have you brought to the table? You've got something from the world that I don't normally keep a toe
in. This is a
in.
Bombshell.
So what is it?
Farmer wants a wife.
We're clowning them. Clown them.
Oh, okay. I'm a clown. Different
players. When you're ready.
There we go.
All right. Yep, go.
Farmer Wants a Wife. Normally the most wholesome of the reality dating TV shows. There's a high success rate. They have go on to have... get married and have babies. Well,
good on them.
There is a pregnancy from this season
that's
just finished.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, you would think so, but awesome. There is a big twist and I'm all for it.
What is it?
So there is Hayley, who was matched with Farmer Matt.
I can't follow this.
it is convoluted, but stay with me. Hayley was matched with Farmer Matt.
Yeah.
She got down to the finale week and he sent her home.
Okay.
Since then, she's hooked up with Farmer Will.
Farmer Will.
Who did, I believe, end up with someone else. But between the finishing of filming and the filming of the reunion, they have hooked up.
It's a farmer gangbang.
Yeah. They have hooked up and she is pregnant.
What's happening?
And she announced it with all the details on Instagram.
Right.
It's just a big bombshell.
Okay, so farmer's child. Can I ask, who delivers that baby? Is it a vet or a doctor?
Oh, Dr. Chris.
Do they get the big glove out?
Oh, Nick.
Do they get the big glove out?
Stop.
To get me Dr. Chris on this, he would be good on that show.
Wouldn't he?
Qualify?
Yeah, he would
no,
be.
That'd be
very,
vet
but
once
I,
a while.
He's taken.
Is he?
By who?
I'm not going there.
I don't believe it.
You know?
I've never seen any evidence. To the contrary.
I've got connections.
Yeah.
Well, spill.
No.
Who is it?
Oh, no. Anyway, moving on. So that's fascinating, isn't it?
All right, it is. Well, it's not fascinating. It probably falls a bit short of fascinating.
I mean,
someone's cut a farmer's
it's
lunch.
It's juicy. That's what I should
good
say. Juicy.
Story. Mm. There should be more of it. Mm. Right. Oh, I'd love it. Guys in hats, flannies, putting it about.
You'd love it. That's what you'd love.
All right, what else you got?
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have come under fire this week. They were on Dax Shepherd's podcast, which is a brilliant podcast, by the way. I highly recommend it.
Yes.
And they've gone on, were talking about bathing their children, and they started to explain their own hygiene habits, saying that they don't wash their body every day.
Who? The kids' bodies?
No.
Their own bodies.
Their own bodies. Ashton, they will wash the bits that need washing, but they don't really shower regularly. They don't believe in bathing regularly.
So it's a bit of a sponge bath.
Ooh. Yeah. We've got some audio, don't we?
Yeah, from the podcast.
Like, I wasn't the parent that bathed my newborns ever.
We only did because it was part of the nighttime routine. We could care less about their cleanliness. We just put them in there as, like, Pavlovian. But then as soon as we didn't need help, we haven't washed them since. It's been like 6 years.
That's how we feel about our children. We're like, poof, something smells. And we're like, oh, God.
Jeez.
So that wasn't about them. That was about their babies. But
I
would
still have a crack.
Oh, Mila.
Mila Kunis on the pong.
Would you?
I understand that. She's very hot.
I'd put a peg on my nose. and get amongst it. Yeah. Oh, no, because that's the way I roll. I don't think it's a deal breaker. Is it a deal breaker?
Oh, smelly.
Yeah. Smell.
It's only one. You've still got four other pretty good senses going. Hubba bubba. 133353. Who would you still sleep with?
I
have a crack at on the pong. Dave?
I've got nobody. The only thing I can say about on the pong, the biggest celebrity I met that was on the pong, not that I would sleep with this person.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to add someone right now.
Yes.
Was when I first started in radio in the early 90s, he came to town.
Oh, yes. My God, who is it?
Yes.
Bob Geldof. Reeks.
He did. He just stunk.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Anyway, that's just a side note there.
That is unbelievable.
Terrible.
There's a certain member of the commentary team.
Oh. Careful.
Let's just call it AFL football.
Yep.
Who needs to open the windows in the commentary box?
All right. 133353.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But what about the chick from Queen's Gambit? Yes.
I mean, she's stunning.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Adam Driver for me.
Adam Driver.
Oh, yeah, that height.
He looks like a buffalo.
But I actually think he looks like he would smell anyway.
you reckon you could take one?
Get on, you wit.
Are we doing this?
All right, 1-3-3-5-3.
Come on.
On the pong. Give us a call.
Live on the edge.
A drive home that's always unpredictable. This is Malloy.
Eric Watts coming up soon from the bunker. You're listening to Malloy here on Triple M.
And we'll catch up with Jay Mondo, the song whisperer, in just a moment to find out what the hell is going on in that man's life. What's he up to? We'll get to there. In the meantime, this story has intrigued us. Ashton Kutcher and Miley Kunis have confessed that they don't wash, they don't bathe.
Yeah, they do the private parts, but that's about it. Then they jump out.
You know, they do the standing, do armpits, crotch, and then the push me pull you.
That's
towel.
Right, Twain.
And they're out.
Yeah,
bang.
But no more.
What's more disconcerting to you? What's more of a turnoff for Ashton Kutcher? Okay. The fact that he doesn't shower, or that he was in Dude, Where's My Car?
Dude, where's your car?
Well, what do you think?
My car, dude. Yeah, I don't know.
Miley Kunis couldn't care less. Game on. I'm putting my hand up.
You happy
I'm
to
going
go?
To battle. Would you? Who would you still sleep with even if they were on the pong? Yeah. This may be not our greatest phone topic ever.
Well, the phones have lit up.
Well, I'm intrigued.
Full board.
Emily's on the line. Emily, here to cop a nose full for who?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Right. And you'd happily take one for the team with Ryan if he was on the pong.
Yeah.
I'll definitely take one for the team.
All right, I'll try and organise that.
Yeah, a can of links. There you
a
go.
Can of links coming your way. Duca, Dave.
A case of Brick Lane Draft as well for you there.
Sean, who is it for you, buddy?
Charlize Theron.
Oh, mate. Duke him, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane Draft too.
You could forgive a lot to get involved. South African.
Yeah.
Beautiful girls.
Yeah,
Rowena's on the line. Rowena.
Hey, Rowena.
Who is it for you?
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're in luck with Johnny Depp because he's more often on the pong than not. In fact, on occasions, people snap one off in his bed. you'll all be on the pong when you get out of when you leave Johnny's.
Yeah.
He can do this. He can fit the bill. Now, is it Johnny Depp or Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow?
Yeah.
No, Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. Not Johnny Depp. You've got to be very clear about that. Okay. Only as Jack Sparrow.
So you've got something for pirates?
Dirty pirates, yeah.
What about Captain Feathersword?
No.
Would you like to go toe-to-toe with Captain Feathersword?
Oh, there, me hearties.
Yes?
No. Just Jack.
All right, Duca, Dave.
You got tickets to go see Chopper, the 20th anniversary of the iconic Australian film, in cinemas August 26th. Rowena, go
Pam's heading tonight. Down the same track.
Hey,
Pam, you're a Johnny Depp fan, yeah?
I'm a Johnny Depp fan.
Okay. Well, is there a film where his look rocks it for you?
Yeah,
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Really?
Right, so a creepy guy who hangs around kids is kind of...
Yeah, well, think about the chocolate. It'll get rid of the smell.
Yep.
He could cover himself in chocolate, like a confectionery bronzing up.
That's it.
I do get Dave. Where are we going with this?
A case of Brick Lane Draft.
Dave, I told you this was a bad idea.
You did. Yeah, and it went down that path. You're absolutely right.
God. Wayne... Hey, Wayne, quickly, who is it, buddy?
Oh, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good.
Sophia
What's going
Vergara.
On? Sophia Vergara. Oh, of course, Gloria from Modern Family. I think you're not the Lone Ranger there. Form an orderly queue, pegs on noses.
That's right.
Hey, we've got to clear the decks, guys. We've got to clear the decks.
Yeah,
we need to get the song whisperer in here. Jay.
Explain.
Come and explain what's going on.
The hell?
Why he hates us.
Yeah, last day for the song whisperer. He's in after this.
All right.
Quiet, boys. And this is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy with Jay, the song whisperer.
It's Malloy. Triple M.
Tearing up as we speak. It's a big moment on the show.
Yep.
Jay has decided to abandon ship.
Yeah. Thanks,
Jay. Jay, what are you doing? Tell us what you're up to and why you're leaving the show.
I am leaving to go to the AFL. I'm going over there to work in content.
And what's your official position? What will you be doing?
Managing editor.
Well, that's a good thing to do, and you deserve to do it because you've always been great. We've always said that with everyone on the show. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Take the options as they come, and that seems like a great opportunity and a great job.
Thanks, well done,
and Jay. You'll be very good at it, no doubt. Not so good for us because you're also irreplaceable here. Phone lines. I'm a bit... blown away by the number of
people
ringing
you
up and generally upset that you're not going to be here. If you have enjoyed the work of Jay, can I tell you, we've shared some significant times.
Absolutely.
Over the journey, where do I start? I tried to punch you once. Do you remember that?
Is that true?
Cork me. I think it was after Bill Hunter's funeral. Hunter's funeral.
Oh, yeah. To the leg.
And if we had an HR department, I would have been taken to it. He's taken me off air in both Adelaide and New York for good reasons, one involving nudity. What else? Oh, you represented me at a court-martial in Afghanistan, in a court-martial hearing.
Jay.
I can't thank you enough for that. You had my back in Rio when you had to quickly move apartments for me so they couldn't find me. Yes. And I'll always be indebted to you for that. You got me into the American Embassy. In Washington, yes. When I turned up with no ID and just said, "Do you know who I am?" Have I missed anything? Saved me when Luke Darcy tried to punch me in the face. Whoa. He would have got me too.
He meant business that day.
Did he?
Let me tell you.
What, you weren't mucking around?
You know, I had the ability to get under his skin a bit. Yeah.
I know how you feel, Darcy.
He choked me. I think he tried to choke me out. Apart from that, he's a lovely man.
I have loved every minute of it.
We have had fun, you're a great friend, and I know we'll work together again at some stage. Can we roll through just a couple of moments from the show? Jay, the Song Whisperer. Time to get him back in the studio, Dave.
Jay Mondo.
Fire away, big fella.
We got his theme music? No.
I just played it.
Already played.
Did I hear it? Are you not listening today?
Yes, you did.
Would you describe it as a tale of woe?
Well and truly a tale of woe.
Tale of woe, isn't it?
It is a tale of woe.
A tale of woe. There are no happy endings here. There are analogies, there are metaphors, there are similes. This song is a simile
that keeps them stuck in a spiral of woe.
I can imagine Jay doing this on his first date. Just reading out these things, I'll tell you what I think about this song.
The clue he gave, he said it's a simile, and it's actually a metaphor.
What a dick.
Song Whisperer.
It's a simile.
Siobhan, it's saying it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
If it's a simile, it would be life is like a highway.
Siobhan, you've caught me out. You caught me.
Yeah, look, I don't know whether I've ever heard it on Triple M. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares.
I think Sinead's with us anymore.
Wasn't there a conspiracy theory?
She's still with us. Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, mate.
Sure she is.
I hope you've gone early.
She is definitely still with us.
We'll find
producers,
out.
We'll get onto it now and find out.
She's still alive.
Oh, Jesus, killed off
Sinead.
You just killed Sinead O'Connor. No, I'm happy.
There's
a little bit of scat.
Is that rock scat?
Well, no, scat is when you are mimicking the sound of an instrument.
Oh, thanks, Louis.
I'm just letting you know. I went to Indiana University.
Look at you now. You're on the road. What are you doing here?
What is the story?
Why'd you move from Indiana to Arizona?
Got a good job there?
Girlfriend?
Ex-wife?
You followed a woman to Australia, didn't you?
I sure did.
You're like a vagabond.
You really are.
Someone should write a song about you. It's crazy. Are you going to write an autobiography?
No one would.
What'd you call it? Jay Mondo.
Something you called me at one point, big dumb Canadian.
Have I?
Sauna culture in Finland.
What's that?
We're going to a sauna in Finland. It's a very social thing.
Sauna.
Sauna. S-A-U-N-A.
Sauna.
Yeah, sauna.
We call it sauna.
We call it sauna. It's like kookaburra.
Yeah, kookaburra.
Emu.
Puma.
Why do they love sauna so much?
It's cold. Saunas are warm. That's what I think it would be.
Since you put it like that. Jay is doing the show from Sydney this week.
Yes.
James.
Hi, guys.
You are house-sitting.
Casa de Mueller. It's very tidy. It's very lovely. There are two cats, Margaret Atwood and Joan Didion. There's a slight scent about the place.
What do you mean? Jesus.
Scent?
Yep, I'm not sure.
A pong? You did use the word pungent.
Pungent? It may be organic. It may not be.
Interesting. Well, first of all, James is severely damaged his relationship with one Astrid.
Responding to
multiple text messages, not happy.
I didn't say it was good or bad.
Yes, it's. I need to break up with my beard.
Yes.
I've enjoyed discovering the random elements about you. The salt and pepper streaks.
Yes.
The random red stragglers. Mm-hmm. Curls. I loved sharing my food with you. Even when you save some for me for a little bit later. But I don't even recognize myself anymore. My phone has stopped opening. It doesn't recognize my face. It's not you. It's me.
All right. Synopsis, please.
Gave it to you before. Do you want it again?
It feels like it was a while ago.
Jay, the
There it is.
Well done.
Thank you for your service. Yeah. We'll catch up. Look, everyone, you've pulled a crowd. Yeah, everyone out
thank
there.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
A popular figure, but I'll demean you around here once you're gone.
I have no doubt.
Hey, now there's one more duty that you need to do.
Yes.
Are you happy? Would you rather us not do Song Whisper anymore, or are you happy to pass it or hand it over to someone with capable hands?
You bet.
Are you thinking of anyone in particular?
Well, the obvious choice is Dangerous Dave.
Let's have a go.
The Song Whisperer.
All right.
But just happen to have that hand.
Just happen to have it right there, ready to go.
Song Whisperer, I've got to tell you, he's made two ridiculous attempts to do it already today where he just read out lyrics, and it's wrong. We said you've got to do a synopsis. Yeah. I've got to guess it. Mm. Can you watch on?
Yeah.
And we'll see how this goes. All right, Dave. Okay, synopsis, please.
A girl at the top of the town living in a not wholemeal world.
Oh, my God. So I said you can't read out the lyrics. Yeah. So you've literally changed two lyrics from Uptown Girl.
From wholemeal to white bread. You're absolutely right, Mickey. Billy Joel.
What is wrong with you?
From Innocent Man, mid-80s.
Jay, good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
We're going to have a great dinner tonight. Thank you for everything.
Are we going to do a real synopsis
Can I break protocol and give you a hug?
Of course.
Okay, a little later.
Man.
Pride, we'll take a private.
Give me a cuddle.
I'll put my mask on, but I'll give you a cuddle. All right, what are we doing? We're doing one last one?
Yes.
Come on.
This is number 309. Can you believe that?
309
of these stupid things.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, here we go. There is a lot going on here. A wayward seaman drowning, rescued by an emotion. Oh. A nimble pugilist on trial. Keep it together, Dange. A life-altering musical experience in a Skid Row bar. A bridegroom doing a runner in search of something else. Cupid as hobo riding the rails.
All right.
Oh, you've ended with a head-scratcher.
Is it Billy Joel?
This is Malloy. To gather back around your wireless, people, here comes the big second hour of Malloy.
Coming up in this hour, Merrick Watts joins us from the attic at his place. He's going to talk us through a lockdown, Ground Zero, Sydney. Stay in touch. Week in review. Maddie's done a humdinger. Stand by for that. Dave O'Neill will join us.
Yep.
So much to get through. We're starting for the last time with this guy. With
Dave.
A bit of steak here. It'd be nice to go out on top. Synopsis, please.
You got it. There is a lot going on here. A wayward seaman drowning, rescued by an emotion. A nimble pugilist on trial. A life-altering musical experience in a Skid Row bar. A bridegroom doing a runner in search of something else. Jeez. Cupid as hobo riding the rails.
What's that about?
No.
Well, I can't wait to get to the bottom of that. Let's start with Chris. Chris, song, please.
Yeah, mate, I thought it was the Hurricane.
Oh, Bob Dylan. It's all about the pugilist
on trial.
Yes. Yeah. Who subsequently, by the way, has revealed he was guilty.
Oh, no way.
Yes. Embarrassing Bob Dylan, who now can't listen to the song. After all that energy and effort, he goes, you know what, I did it.
Not
correct. Doesn't matter. Should not affect your enjoyment of the song.
Yeah,
is right. Still
not correct, Chris.
For the ages. Not correct. Mm, bad luck, Chris. Len's on the line. Len, song, please.
Well, given that it's Jay's last day and he's a version of Billy Joel, as a message to Triple M, I was wondering, could it be either Billy Joel's Moving Out?
Why are we doing this?
Oh, I don't know. It's Anthony's song, Moving Out.
No. I'm going to help you.
You're correct, Nick.
What was your other kit? Len?
If it's not Moving Out, this is my life.
Oh,
also Billy Joel.
Don't worry about it. Thank you. Nothing for you. North, Ross is on the line. Ross.
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I reckon it could be Runaway Train, Soul Asylum.
That would be the Cupid riding the railway tracks.
Would be.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, it feels like you're in the mix here.
Sorry, Ross, not correct.
Tonight!
Oh, no good.
Can't let him win this round. Let him win this round, guys. We've got to send him.
Yeah, let's do it.
Philip, what's your nickname?
Hello.
What's your nickname, Philip?
Mullets.
Why do they call you Mullets?
Just the hair, mate. It's been the same way for 40 years.
We've got one in the upstairs and downstairs department, I hear. Song, please.
Yeah. Down Among the Dead Men. Flash in the Pan.
Flash in the Pan.
Dead Men. Doesn't come up often.
No, you don't hear this.
He dispatches.
Does he call up for the playlist? No, sorry, Mullets.
All right.
You're not going to believe this. We're out of callers.
We're calling time.
I'm calling it.
I'm going out on top.
Going out on top, song, please.
It's you two and BB King when love comes to town.
Well, unreal. I hope you're happy.
I am.
Well done.
I am.
Treated everyone like a bunch of bozos.
Retiring a champion.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
And joining us now from... Is it the hour? Who knows where he is? It's just black right now. It's Merrick that's Watts. Right. Where is he?
He's in some kind of mental prison. I think that's where he is.
Some people call it a mind palace, but it is actually, it's a penitentiary for myself is what it is.
We wanted to catch up with you at the end of the week. Yeah. We feel like we've been on a journey with you this week from the harshest lockdown to where we are today. How are you coping? What are your plans for the weekend?
Good news, Mick.
Yeah.
I have completely lost my mind.
Oh, like, Mary.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no, because I was worried that I'd only be able to do probably like a 75 to 80% job, which is how I've addressed entire career. But no, this one.
Trace is a senator.
Yeah, no, this one I've taken right to the hilt. I am 100% off the charts, gone crazy. So, and it's been good.
Well done, COVID. Job done. Next player, please. What are your plans for the weekend? Can you do anything? Are you fixing up stuff around the house? Yeah. Are you still working on the attic? What's occupying your time?
The great news is the attic is pretty much done. All I have to do now is move a mattress up here and we're done. We're on. And awesome. My missus has already said there is no way no she's ever entering this space again. So it's now a safe space. But you know what was interesting today? Because, you know, I live in New South Wales and you're not allowed to have anybody other than essential workers come to your place for any reason.
Right.
And this morning I was just like, oh, here's another day in paradise doing nothing. And then all of a sudden we had a bit of a leak, like a proper an emergency leak, like a plumbing leak.
Wow.
Water in the house. And I just went, hang on a second. That means that I can put a plumber who's an essential worker, which means I can have some company.
Awesome. That old conversation. Well done, Merrick.
Yes. Thanks. Straight on the phone to the plumber. Yeah. He's come around. I've got my mask on. I had a shower. I got dressed. I put on clothes.
Wow.
So excited.
Dimmed the lights.
I had so many questions. He said, look, it's not a big deal. I can probably get this done in 5 minutes. I said, 5 minutes? What's the rush, mate? Slow up. Surely there's a way that you can stay here for approximately $850, which is my entire budget.
I think I can still see him tied to a chair behind you. Is that him? Blink if you're okay.
It literally got to the point where I said, do you prefer Ryobi or Makita? Because I've got both. And he seriously just looked at me like, mate, I literally walked up to him with my drill. And he just goes, mate, put away your toys. Yep. You're getting in the way of a tradesman.
Yep.
So anyway.
I love it. Now, did you hear that in Sydney now, the Australian Defence Force personnel are helping out the New South Wales Police? I thought of you straight away because of SAS Australia and your experience. You could be called into battle here.
I'd love it. Well, for starters, I've got experience in both worlds, Mick. Number one, you know, being on SAS Australia, I've got a kind of understanding of how the military works. Number two, I've been arrested a lot of times. So I understand that side of the world as well. I think I've really got something to offer here too. And I would love to be around somebody who punches a horse. I really would. Not because I want to see the horse get hurt.
No.
It's just that I'd like to be the person that helps that person understand that you don't punch a horse.
We may have talked about this yesterday. You may have brought it to my attention. Someone on the show did. But I can't tell you how much in agreement I am. I've never been so pro cop violence in all my life. I always get outraged by the police. I go, come on, the cops, you can't do
too
that.
Heavy handed.
You have my full imprimatur to go hard on those protesters. Get the bat now and go Coco Bananas. I've never been 100%. So pro police in a protest before.
You know what I'd love to see, Mick? You know those riot shields they have, mainly like in Indonesia and stuff like that, that are round, but you can see through them so you can see who you're beating? Get them those. Get them a front row seat.
That's punches. Right.
You know, get that. I love riot gear. Get on it. I 100% support the cops. Get out there. And I heard somebody today talking when I was walking on a few periods I'm allowed to leave my house. And I heard a group of people breaking the rules, having an argument about whether or not you have a right to protest. Yeah, you have a right to protest, but you know, you also have a right to not punch a horse and throw things at a cop. So
there you go.
Anyway. We're
kind of
political.
Yeah. I don't think you should punch a police horse unless it's a Shetland. Okay. Shetland pony, yes. Oh, yeah. No, they're little assholes. Say really.
Nah, you know who? What? Honestly, like if the cops start riding Clydesdales, I reckon we'll see
you be drafts. Yes.
I mean, seriously, what do the cops need a fast horse for anyway? When have you ever seen them get in a gallop? Get a massive Clydesdale, one of those big units you see on the Carlton United Brewery. Yes. Great horse. Yep. Go and punch that hippie. See how you go with that one.
The Carlton United Brewery, the carriage that can be like the divvy van. And you've got two choices. You can either go to jail or the pub. We'll work it out. Hey, hang about. Yep. We'll be back in a second.
More with Merrick after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
Merrick Watts is with us from Sydney. By the way, Merrick's got a show coming up in the middle of September with a bunch of other comedians. It's Grapes of Mirth, Queensland.
The Grapes of Mirth. I love the Grapes of Mirth.
Grapesofmirth.com.au.
Who's in it? Tell me. That's a big lineup.
Harley Breen, Luke McGregor, Mel Buttle, Damien Power. You've got Nikki Britton and Merrick Watts.
Merrick Watts, who may or may not be out of prison at that stage. Like, everyone else is good to go. So if you're in Queensland, you want to go to the Granite Belt, it's an awesome area. Did you know that they grow wine in Queensland?
I did not know this, and I was about to ask you, name me a good wine from the Queensland region. Too tropical, I would have thought.
No, it's not. It's freezing cold there. It's like south of Toowoomba, right near the border. And the Granite Belt makes unreal cool climate wines. It's really weird because you expect it to be like, you know, full tropical, let's go bananas, but it's not at all.
Well, is the type of wine you serve in a bottle or a can? Come on. Which one?
No, it's bottle. It's absolutely bottle.
And it's good.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff there, honestly. I've been there and they make great wine. So get on down, be a part of it. I mean, I say that because I won't be there. I'll be in my attic where I live now. You know, you guys go and enjoy it. Yeah. Some great comedians there.
You're going to emerge from that attic a golem-like figure.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be white and you'll be tiny.
Haven't seen the sun.
You'll be all like... Or not just in the fetal position, but bent.
Sort of gnarly.
Gnarly and clinging to a bit of wood.
I was going to say that. Dangerous, just like really long nails. Yuck. You know, when you see people just got long nails.
In the Guinness Book of Records sort of
thing. What's the mood in Sydney? Tell us about it. Are people, or what are they, you're going into the weekend, no one's doing anything. Are these latest rounds of restrictions kicking in?
No. The numbers went down a little bit today and I think people were pretty excited by that. But like, I reckon there's two mindsets in Sydney, which is classic Sydney, because Sydney, let's be honest, hates itself. I mean, I know Melbourne, you would like to hate us, but honestly, we're doing a pretty good job of it on our own.
If you need us. Yeah. That's all I can say. We've been there. It's not great.
We've had a division between East and West forever and ever, and it's not discontinuing. So you've got two sets of mindsets going on in Sydney, which is, hey, let's do the right thing. Let's do what Melbourne did and lock it down, do it hard, do it tight, get it done. And then we've got the dickheads who just go, no, let's just do some rule breaking. Let's get 50 people and put them in one house. It's clear you can't have 50. How did you not know that 50 people in your house
in healthy times,
not COVID, is wrong?
That's right.
Too much.
Who's doing the catering? That's what I ask.
No. It's gone away from me. It's all good. What are you going to do on the weekend? What are you looking forward to? What's going to be the highlight for you? You're going to bust another pipe deliberately?
We've got to the point now where we're having to create our own entertainment. I was going to get your advice on this, fellas, because this is an interesting one. Dave, you probably can't help with this one, but my hair is a mess. We've now gone a couple of months of that. We've made a decision. We're cutting my hair today.
This is the genuine sign of insanity. No. The bloke at home who cuts his own hair in lockdown. That's a threshold. You can't come back from that. We can't help you. You're gone.
Really?
Trust me, it'll look terrible. Well, you know what? A part of me really wants you to do it because I want to see it.
I'm doing it.
But you're crossing the Rubicon. You can't come back from that.
I've got clippers and I've already bought it. I want to entertain myself. I don't want a haircut. I've got nowhere to go. I don't want a proper haircut. I want an idiot haircut. So I boiled it down to mini, you know, that kind of mini mullet, you know, when it's shaved.
Do it.
That's the one.
Yeah, like those little indent mullet, which makes me look stupid and aggressive. I like that. I like that combo. The other one is or dumb and dumber. You know, just like a little wild card.
Oh, mate, do it.
It says, seriously, I've just escaped from somewhere and have you got an ice cream that I could have, please? That would...
All right, I'll allow it because I want to see it.
What would you like to vote, Mick? I'm putting it today. I'm not even joking. I'm going to get my wife to help. When I say help, she's asked to do it because she too is also bored of me.
She can pretend you're someone else entirely.
Oh, she will.
Her new male friend.
She does that. That's how we have sex. Am I? I don't know where the line is anymore.
I know.
I don't know where it is. Am I saying things that you can't say?
No, you just you just need a hug. You just need a hug. Don't forget the grapes of mirth. He's got to cut his own hair. I knew it would come.
Do the mullet.
This.
Go the mullet, I
bit sooner than I thought. A mate of mine just did this. He shaved both sides off. Yeah. His wife went bonkers, had to call a hairdresser to actually fix it, and now it's totally age inappropriate. He's a 50-year-old man who looks like a 14-year-old skateboarder. So he's bald on the sides, and you just want to hit a 7-iron off the top of his noggin because it's just this, it's like light rough. And you're going, what have you done? You be very, very careful, Merrick Watts. I'm watching you.
Yep.
Well, all will be revealed on Monday, no doubt. Have a great weekend.
Well done, Merrick.
You too. Thanks for the company, boys. Remember, thoughts and prayers. Send them to me.
Thoughts and prayers.
You got it.
For Merrick Watts.
This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
It's a Friday tradition. A lot of people love this. They get to hear the show. Well, sort of.
Jay will be tearing up. It'll be his last week in review.
Yeah, emotional.
Should be a lot better next week.
Big Canadian. Here it is, the week in review.
We kicked off the week with a Tokyo update from Neroli Meadows.
Tennis, Barty, let herself down, let her country down.
Stop it. She's just won Wimbledon. We'll let her off. She's still in the doubles action.
She should have skipped Wimbledon. Yes. She should have gone straight to the Olympics.
She was beaten and knocked out, which is unfortunate.
But I don't really care about the tennis.
This story out of Ireland's led our world news.
Shoppers banned customers from paying with cash stashed in bras during the heat wave. But can I just say this, girls? I tend to agree with the shop. You know, on a hot day.
That's true.
Tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'd allow you to produce the money if I could put the change back in. And there's a little something.
And callers were quick to share plenty of examples of their items stashed.
A girlfriend of mine has a very ample bosom, smuggled a couple of shot glasses and a cocktail glass out of a nightclub. From baby wipes to keys.
Keys?
Yeah, keys, kids' socks, whatever you find.
Kids' socks?
Well, they don't fall out. I put like business cards in there.
Here's my card. Pushka.
I once met Jamie Oliver. Obviously wanted a selfie, so I pulled my phone out of my bra and he was pretty shocked.
Celia Pakwala joined us from lockdown and had just received her first vaccine shot.
I was like, how can we make vaccinations sexy? So I'm going to use my vaccine photo on my Tinder profile and only kiss vaccinated men. Like, you telling me that you are someone who is brave, you care about people, you believe in science, you know how to make an appointment, marry me.
Merrick Watts joined us from his attic bunker in Sydney's lockdown.
Just been doing a lot of work up in the attic to the point where I literally heard my son say on his school Zoom, my dad spends most of his days in the attic now. That's to his teacher.
Well, I was homeschooling with my boys today and I walked past just in time to hear one of my boys tell the teacher, my dad's keeping beer under my bed.
Swimming great Grant Hackett kept us updated with the latest from the pool in Tokyo.
Titmus and Ledecky, are they watching each other?
Oh, for sure. I remember racing alongside Ian Thorpe for many, many years and I remember pushing off under the water and you'd come up and you'd breathe and you'd eyeball each other for a second. And the thing I hated about Ian, I could only breathe to my right side.
Yes.
But Ian could breathe to both sides because he was such a freak.
Yes.
Come off one wall, he'd be staring at you. Then he'd push off and he'd be staring back at you. I'm like, come on, mate. You're giving me nothing.
Ross Noble joined us from Brisbane on tour and navigating his way around lockdowns.
What I do is I watch the AFL players.
Right.
Somebody's going, get the lads out of here. As they migrate, I've got an expression. You know, like red sky at night, shepherd's delight.
I do.
I use this, footy players on a plane, lockdown again.
And he brought us another installment of Bono Watch.
In Sunday Bloody Sunday, Bono sings, how long must I sing this song, right? Now that song is 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Right. Imagine an entire stadium. How long must we sing this song? 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Like that.
Our obsession with all things Tokyo Games continued Wednesday.
It's been nearly 30 years since the Australian men's coxless fours. Oh. Was that amusing to you, is it?
Coxless.
That's what they're called. They're the Australian men's coxless forward.
There were plenty of suggestions for future trial sports at the Games.
What about something for the gondolas?
Imagine that in their stripy tops.
A big fat guy.
Yeah, that's it.
On the back of a gondola. Trevor's got it, something he'd like to add.
Last night I was on a different network. There was three guys that took on a grizzly bear at different challenges.
Every nation has to wrestle the bear.
That's not bad.
Go.
Wow. I'd watch that.
Titus O'Reilly joined us to add to the list.
Yeah, are we far off pole dancing? You know, it's a matter of time.
Do you know that is an actual professional sport?
I know you take it very seriously. Security's looking on in the club going, it's okay to coach.
And on the podium, they just slip the medal down your pants. Just come out and go, Brisbane 2032, poo jogging and pole dancing.
Can you get yourself the bin chicken mascot?
The bin chicken mascot. Put him in a cane to over the top hat. Or Stingy. That's the stingray that got the crocodile hunter. Just Stingy.
I'd like to apologise for our comments.
Denise Scott revealed plenty with this memory-implanted poo jar prop story.
If you're still alive when you're 60, the government send you the jar that you poo in. The poo kit.
Yes, the rectal test.
So I use it as my one and only prop in stand-up gigs. I kept that in the bra in my cleavage. And I came home, got in bed. Of course, I'd taken off the bra, I put on a T-shirt. Woke up the next morning and John said, what's that? And the poo kit jar was still there between my breasts.
The Chasers' Dom Knight joined us from Sydney's lockdown.
Yeah, this is the one State of Origin we did not want to win, guys.
No, that's right.
But Astra's sitting on the shelves, no one's been taking it. What about we set up some drive through? Big facts. You get the Big Mac, roll up your arm, there's a third window and you get the jab.
Nearly Meadows brought us an Athlete's Village bed update.
How many Israelis does it take to break an anti-sex bed? They've actually conducted an experiment.
How many?
Each jumped on the cardboard bed. 9 Israelis is the answer. So
9.
They're actually pretty tough, these beds.
9. Must have been a quiet night.
We chatted with Jim Jefferies down the line from LA, and he shared his dad's thoughts on his cancelled Australian tour.
I go, I lost loads of money not doing these shows. And he goes, yeah, but you're just going to reschedule them. I go, yeah, but I would have toured again then anyway.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, yeah, but this tour might have been terrible and no one would have shown up for the next one.
Thanks, Dad.
And that's it for another Week in Review. Time to head off on a big weekend of Olympic viewing on 7. And no doubt Mick's first question when he hits the couch.
How do you find the coxless fours?
Dave Coxless.
If I was the cox of the coxless fours...
I don't know if you can be the cox of the coxless fours.
Oh, cool. Just being me clinging to the back of the boat.
I can see the back of the boat out of the water.
And farewell to our executive producer for the past 2 years, Jade the Song Whisperer Mueller.
Where do watermelons go in the summer?
Where?
The John Cougar Melon Camp. Oh. I'll see myself out.
Get out.
Driving you home, this is Malloy.
Thanks to Choice Hotels, where you can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest price guarantee.
I am a huge fan of Choice Hotels.
Me too.
All 180.
That's a lot.
Of them across Australia and New Zealand. They get it right every time. They're perfectly pitched, perfectly placed, and they're in the most interesting parts of the country, no matter where you are.
Mm.
They've done all the heavy lifting and hard work for you, so you can waltz in the front door, plonk your bags down, and have a bloody good time.
Amazing.
Joining us to tell us about where he wants to go, courtesy of Choice Hotels. Once he gets out of lockdown, it's Dave O'Neill. Dave, what do you got your eye on today? We've talked up
Brisbane.
Mackay, we've talked up Cairns. Just Brisbane, babe. The big smoke.
I'm getting in early for the Olympics, as my son pointed out. You can 68 when the Olympics happens. Yeah, thanks very much.
Touch and go for you. Touch and go. But I tell you what, you'd want to book your Choice Hotel now for 32. When you go in and say, I'd like to book for the duration of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because they'll still be there standing, and that will be the place to stay. You would have gone to Brisbane many times, like gigging and working.
Many times.
What do you love about it?
I love the music scene. They've turned out so many good bands, Powderfinger, Regurgitator, Savage Garden.
Go-Betweens?
Go-Betweens
Garden, did you just throw in there?
Yeah, from Brisbane.
What are you trying to do?
I was going to say, was it Dangerous's wedding song? Truly, what? Madly, Deeply?
No, it was not our wedding song. I don't mind the Savs, though, but that wasn't...
It's a karaoke song.
Truly, Madly, Deeply. I was more of an I Want You kind of guy, so that was their big hit.
Well, this is taking a turn. And what else? So I love, you know, right smack bang in the middle of Brisbane, they've got the fake beach. Have you seen
that? Oh, yeah, that's the beach.
How good is that? I go there all the time swimming, hoping to be attacked by a fake shark or get fake sunburn. I had a fake seagull steal a chip off me.
Really?
No.
The beach. Amazing.
I go there and rescue the backpackers. That's what I like.
The fake beach. Wow.
Well, there's, you know what? A healthy supply of backpackers, healthy town, I always say. And that's part of the whole milieu in Brisbane, which is a world-class city.
It is.
It's world-renowned. It'll now be the most talked-about city in the lead-up to 32 that you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Story Bridge. Climbed it, Dave?
No, I've driven over it.
By the way, everyone in Brisbane, that's what it was designed for. Yeah. No one said, let's build a bridge and one day people will climb it. Just get in your car and drive over it. And if you're really keen, drive back. And have a look.
I'm going to stay at the Choice Hotel Comfort Inn and Suites at the Robertson Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And let me tell you, Mick, there's a decision for you. You can either go to the fitness centre or the bar/lounge. What's your choice?
Could I have some thinking music, Dave? Anything from Savage Garden would be good. You know where you'll find me, make no mistake.
It also has truck parking. So
no kidding.
I love that.
I'm gonna go and get my truck license.
Yes.
And just so I can park it at the Comfort Inn and Suites, Robertson Gardens. It's one with a lot. I'm looking at the pictures now.
That's good.
If I had to go into lockdown for say a year, please lock me in there. Just slip food under my door.
I'm going to get my Kenworth, and I'm in Melbourne. I'm going to drive all the way up through New South Wales. Just keep like a Mad Max movie. Just keep going. Nothing's going to stop me. No ring of steel. And bust through so I can go and park and relax in the fitness centre.
You drive straight through the fitness centre, get out and sit in the bar. I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying this association with Choice Hotels. They do so much for you, the punter, to make sure you're happy. I can't wait to check in with you again soon, Dave, and find out where you're going next. But I know one day I'll run into you in the Comfort Inn and Suites at Robertson Gardens.
Yep, Choice Hotels. You can plan your next getaway at choicehotels.com for the lowest prices guaranteed. Good on you, Dave.
Play some Savage Garden.
Okay.
Oh, this is so romantic. I'm looking at a picture of the Choice Hotel. I'm tearing up.
For the drive home, this is Malloy.
That's Malloy done for the week. Enjoy your weekend.
We are off to a dinner.
We are too.
We're off to a dinner. Say goodbye to Jay. This could get messy. Someone's going to get glassed. You know how this happens.
Yeah, so the whole team in, drinks.
At Dimitri's Feast.
Oh, man.
What a great bunch.
Wait.
We're not paying. We're going to do a runner.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we're going to do a runner.
I'll, you lead by example then.
I'll be first. Give me a head start. I'll need it.
By the way, looking forward to dinner, but I don't know, I think you might have ruined your appetite this afternoon. I've seen the amount of those lollies you've scoffed in your coffee.
I've just got to tell you, these, you know me, I don't mind good confectionery.
Yep.
This is, what are they called?
This is Red Hill Confectionery.
They are the best in the business. It's supposed to taste.
Yes.
It's like it tastes when I was a boy.
You go to a milk bar.
And everything is perfect.
Yes.
From your mush stick to your mates to your chocolate banana.
Bananas are unreal.
I can't tell you. I think they're in Rosebud or somewhere like that. If
down
you can,
on the morning
if you can find them and you're in Victoria and you're down that way, you're a giant dick. If you don't go by and get your fix. It's like travelling back in time. The taste hits your mouth and then Wooshka.
We gave him to Dave O'Neill, and he's a good sort of
he's the ultimate judge.
Expert. And
he's a hanging judge on this stuff.
He gave some to his brother to take back to Switzerland. That's how good they are.
This is not a cash for comments.
We bought
some stuff, and we like it.
So well done.
So thank you very much.
And happy to receive any if they want to send some. Hey,
No, Dave.
Okay, that's not how it works. All right. Hey, that's it for the show this week. A bunch of great guests next week, including Jim Jefferies, Nate Belvo's going to join us as well, Neroli Meadows, Titus O'Reilly.
Bang!
And more. Back to Drive You Home again Monday with Malloy.
All righty.
Triple M.
Now you're all caught up on the Malloy Drive Show. Why not plan your next getaway with Choice Hotels? With hotels in every state and territory, wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels are there. Visit choicehotels.com for the lowest price guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply.